Okay, our nurse of the month this month is Tracy Moen. She is the nurse manager at Harbor Crest Behavioral Health Drug and Alcohol Treatment Center on East Campus. Hello, Tracy.
Hello.
We are so excited that you have won Nurse of the Month. Your nomination was fantastic. And I'm just so curious. That's a big, long title of what you do. What is it exactly that you do up at the center?
At Harbor Crest, we do acute medical detox and stabilization for anyone over the age of 18. Our patient stay is about 10 days. We also treat pregnant women in a 26-day CUPS program.
Wow. I bet that is such a challenge for you, but you've taken it right on. How long have you been working there?
I've been at Harbor Crest for 14 years.
Wow. You've seen a lot then, I would imagine. But you stick with it and you help people, which I think is very admirable. So fantastic. Well, hey, because you're Nurse of the Month, you've won some prizes, and we'll get you the prize pack coming up soon here. But I believe you get a $50 Visa card, a prepaid Visa card from Great Northwest Federal Credit Union and Aberdeen Office Equipment, who is one of our sponsors of the Nurse of the Month, has a prize package for you as well. And we have some goodies for you too. And then, of course, we do this little interview where I put it on our website and then do a little blurb on the air for the whole month.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you very much.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about what got you into nursing. What was the motivation? Because I know it's not an easy job.
You know, I like the idea of making a difference in people's lives, and I just thought it would be challenging and interesting, and it really has been. I had the opportunity to go to school, so I took it, and it's been the best decision of my life.
Oh, I'm so glad that you are happy about your decision. Tell me a little bit about your team of people that you work with. What are they like to work with?
Oh, they're amazing group of people. They're kind, compassionate, they're patient care focused. They're a voice for those that don't often have one.
Mm-hmm.
They help patients understand that their lives have meaning and purpose, and they give them the tools to be successful in their recovery. They're just truly the best people to work with.
That is awesome. So how long do you plan on doing this?
Probably for the rest of my career. Hopefully.
That is fantastic. Now, I know I didn't tell you these questions beforehand, but you volunteer to help with the doing the vaccinations. Is that true?
Not the vaccinations. I go over and help with the COVID testing.
Oh, COVID testing. That's so, right. Okay.
And
what is that like? Is that scary for you, or is it just something you felt you needed to do, or is it just part of your job description?
It's just part of some of the responsibilities the nursing leaders have taken on, and it's just we're glad to be able to have that opportunity to do that for the public and for our staff as well. I don't feel scared. I feel that we have the tools that we need to keep ourselves safe.
Oh, that's great. Okay, so I know this is off base or off track a little bit, but describe to me a little bit about how it is to get a test, because a lot of people are like, I don't know if I want to do that or not. What happens when you get a test?
What part?
So you drive up, you schedule a test, and you're supposed to do your thing. How does it work from beginning to end and to put people's minds at ease?
Okay. So if you want to schedule a COVID test, you can call our hospital line at 360-537-5100, and you'll get a call back usually within 24-hour time period, hopefully sooner than that. Once you're scheduled and registered, then you just go through our drive up. We're scheduled Monday through Friday, usually 10 to 11, and Friday 9 to 10. Once you are come in and get your swab, it takes about 3 to 5 days for the results to come back. And then someone from the hospital or health department will contact you with the results.
And these are the longer results, so they're more accurate, correct?
They're sent up to the UW for
The testing
to be processed.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. Well, that's really cool that we have that that opportunity and ability to do that down here. That's great. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, one last question for you. If you could talk to people that are up and coming and they're like, I've been kind of interested in nursing. What do you love about it? And what kind of advice would you give somebody that might be considering being a nurse?
I would say go for it. It's been a true blessing in my life to be able to be a nurse. There's so many opportunities, so many different areas to practice in. You have the continued opportunity to learn and to grow.
Well, Tracy, congratulations. You are the Nurse of the Month, and we're going to get this interview up on our website. And we just want to say thank you again for doing all that you do. You are a blessing to our community. So thank you.
Thank you very much. It's an honor. I appreciate it so much.